Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
Life was meaningless before, and I had nothing to live for. Then He came and gave me peace down in my soul. And ever since that night of prayer, when Jesus came to me there, a joy's been in my soul that can't be told, and I owe it all to Him. I owe it all to Jesus, for He saved me from sin. I owe it all to Jesus, for He gave me peace within. He's always there when I need Him. Oh, He's my dearest friend. I owe it all to Him. When I feel so alone, it seems that I just can't go on. He's always there to help me bear the load, and He'll never let me down. Because of Him I'm heaven bound, and I'll ne'er forget the day we met, for I owe it all to Him. I owe it all to Jesus, for He saved me from sin. I owe it all to Jesus, for He gave me peace within. He's always there when I need Him. Oh, He's my dearest friend. I owe it all to Him. Yes, I owe it all to Jesus.
Search all of this life and never understand why the storms and all the strife seem unguarded by God's hand. Raise your weary head and lift your tired eyes. Christ has conquered death, and He listens when you cry. There's no valley, there's no place, there's no danger you must face alone. For He walks with you and cries your tears before you do. He is there, He is here, don't you fear. His word will be your light, His voice will be your guide. His hands will give you strength, with His Spirit by your side. Raise your weary head and lift your tired eyes. Christ has come. conquered death. He will raise you to the sky. There's no valley, there's no place, there's no danger you must face alone. For he walks with you and cries your tears before you do. He is there, he is here, don't you fear. Why are you cast down, my soul? And why have you no song? Hope thou. My salvation strength, and he is now my song. Hope thou in God, he is your tower strong. There's no valley, there's no place, there's no danger you must face alone. With you and cries your tears before you do. And there's no valley, there's no place, nowhere that's beyond his grace. Be strong, for he walks with you and knows your steps before you do. He is there.
Fallen man, this pride and selfishness we hold inside. Though we were all condemned, we had a loving friend who came to save us. He lived a perfect life and gave the blind their sight. Fulfilled the things foretold by prophecy. He humbly took his cross and died to save the lost. Their sins forgiven.
Their sins forgiven.
Father up above,
You're listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
Can you see that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, those who paid the price, the supreme sacrifice, those of whom this world is not worthy? Let us run, run, run the race with endurance, laying aside every weight, casting aside every sin. Let us run, run, fixing our eyes on the sun, looking to Him, finishing what we've begun. Let us run. Now you see that we are entrusted with continuing what others start. Soul engage and fiery darts be hurled, then I can smile at Satan's rage and face a frowning world, and face a frowning world, and face a frowning world. Then I can smile at Satan's rage and face a frowning world. Let cares like a wild deluge come and storms of sorrow fall. May I but save
God, my have my all. My God, my heaven, my all. My God, my have my all. May I but safely reach my home. My God, my have my all. There shall I bathe my weary soul in seas of heavenly rest, and not a wave of trouble roll across my peaceful breast. Across my peaceful breast, across my peaceful breast, and not a wave of trouble roll across my peaceful breast.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. Open my ears that I may hear voices of truth thou sendest clear. And while the wave notes fall on my ear, everything false will disappear. My God, thy will to see. Open my ears, illumine me, Spirit divine. Open my mouth and let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children. My God, thy will to see. Open my heart, illumine me, Spirit divine.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Join me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back, no turning back, no turning back.
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled, Seeing is Believing. Psalms chapter 32, verse 7 to 8 says, You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. My husband, Alan, was hospitalized for 2 weeks, undergoing tests for symptoms resulting from a recent fall. I had been with him for 1 week, but then had to return to work. Though we lived in Michigan, at that time I was working in Chicago, Illinois. During a long weekend when I was home, my mother and sister paid a visit. As she had difficulty walking, Mum was in a wheelchair. I thought she could use some sun and fresh air, so we took a walk, and I was pushing her along in the wheelchair. As we made our way around the block, I thought about my financial situation. Alan was unable to work, and my once-a-month paycheck was our only income for the foreseeable future. How would we manage, especially living in two different states? I knew I shouldn't be so tense. God had taken care of us this far, and I knew He would take us through this rough patch. But I guess I just couldn't see how. As we walked by the park next to my house, My mind was jolted back to reality when my mother exclaimed, "What's that?" I followed her gaze and saw that there was money on the ground. Picking it up, I counted three $100 bills. I immediately turned and looked in every direction, seeing no one in sight. There weren't even any cars on the street. This being Mum's discovery, I felt obligated to ask if I could use the money we had found. When she said yes, it was such a relief. Although church members were very helpful in providing meals for Alan, I didn't want to leave him with nothing in the house. This find was more than a blessing. It was a miraculous answer to my dilemma. Not only was I able to buy groceries for Alan, I was able to buy enough gas for my return to work in Chicago. A reflection associated with this story comes from Christ's Object Lessons, page 299. The Lord desires us to appreciate the great plan of redemption, to realize our high privilege as the children of God, and to walk before Him in obedience with grateful thanksgiving. He desires us to serve Him in newness of life with gladness every day. He longs to see gratitude welling up in our hearts because our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, because we may cast all our cares upon Him who cares for us. He bids us rejoice because we are the heritage of the Lord, because the righteousness of Christ is the white robe of His saints, because we have the blessed hope of the soon coming of our Saviour. Seeing is Believing was written by Lynette Jefferson of Ypsilanti, Michigan.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Let's listen to William Ackland as he shares a psalm from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
Today we read from Psalm 121. The theme for this psalm is God helps those who seek Him. I look in hope to the mountains, but from where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Creator of heaven and earth. He keeps watch over you so that you will not slip. He keeps watch day and night, for He never sleeps. He is the one who keeps watch over Israel, never letting them out of His sight. The Lord is your protector. The Lord shades you in the furnace of trouble. The sun will not burn you by day, nor will the moon harm you by night. The Lord shall keep you from many dangers. He shall keep safe your soul and your spirit. The Lord watches over you when you go out and when you come in, not only now, but in all time to come.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.